Jeez. I don't know, but I tell you, the Clippers in today's world, they are up there, if not the most, because it seems like every single whistle, there is someone talking to the referee. Sometimes it's not even the player that was called the foul on. It's someone else that's just constantly on the referees. And then Doc works them pretty good on the sidelines. Those referees, they got to be worn out after a Clipper game.
To me, it happens so much, Matt, that it feels like it's deliberate and that it's like a strategy. It's part of who they are as a team, that they feel like they're actually getting some benefit from it. There's no way to me that you can just have that many adult grown man crybabies that are all in the same organization. It feels like it's something that they deliberately cultivate, hoping that they're going to get calls later in games or something.
Yeah, I think that's just one thing that, you know, I know Doc Rivers does it a lot. And then if one player does it, whether it's a Blake Griffin, he seems to have done it his whole career. Chris Paul, I never really, early in his career, I didn't notice if he was doing it as much as he's doing it now. DeAndre Jordan definitely is always in the referee's ears right now. But, you know, Chris Paul, you watch the Clippers play. Chris Paul will foul, you know, 20 times a game. He just won't get called it, and he'll end up with 3 or 4 fouls in a ball game. I mean, he plays a very physical game, a point guard that's, you know, on the border of the nasty line. But he puts his hands on you an awful lot. So there's a lot of calls the referee, you know, you can make that you don't. And even when you do make it, again, there's someone telling you, like, that's the wrong call. And we have it on replay. I mean, we're sitting there, and the video doesn't lie. It's like, why? It's a last game. I remember DeAndre Jordan fouling. He looks at the referee like, are you kidding me? What did I do? And then after maybe 10 seconds later, he puts up his hand like, yeah, that was a good call, my bad. I mean, he gave
I remember
both
that. Yeah, I remember that exact sequence. It was like, are you gonna? Nah, I'm not even gonna argue. That was a good call. Yeah,
it's so yeah. I'm sure if you're the referees, you're reffing a Clipper game. You better be ready for them to come at you and attack your calls.